There is a library that exists at the nexus where all other universes collide. Inevitably, things wind up there by mistake. Books, artifacts, people. This is the place where things from all universes end up when they get lost. This is the Eternity Archives.
Previously on the Eternity Archives.
Do you realize that there has been a new objective added to your journal? Retrieve Sylvanas Black.
Zen will just kind of like put a hand on Rill's shoulder and guide them through the void.
You notice two dead horses sprawled across the path.
I do think there is something looking at us. It could be a squirrel.
Four goblins rush out of the trees.
So Rill would probably try to reason with the goblins.
Zen takes her big ass great axe and swings it at the goblin.
The one with the ugly pants, he sees all of his friends down, and he attempts to flee.
I think it might be worth something to go to town and ask questions.
The Reddit track emerges from a wooded hillside, and you catch your first glimpse of Phandalin. So, you all go to the inn. It is the Stonehill Inn. In the center of town stands a large, newly built roadhouse of fieldstone and rough-hewn timbers. The common room is filled with locals nursing mugs of ale or cider, all of them eyeing you with curiosity. You notice the proprietor behind the bar. He's a short, friendly, young human male, not maybe that much older than Zen, and his name is Toblin Stonehill. He, according to local lore, came to the town to find his fortune in the mines and then really quickly realized he doesn't actually know anything about mining and started slinging brew instead. Now he has a wife and children in the town, and they are all very settled and the proprietors of the Stonehill Inn. You also notice a few people sitting around. You notice an old farmer sitting by himself. You notice the gossipy barmaid who is walking around talking with everyone while she brings them their ale. You notice a tired old miner sitting with some of his friends. You see the innkeeper's wife bringing out some of the food to help out the barmaid. You notice the son of the innkeeper's running around beneath everyone's feet. And finally, you notice a weaver in the corner who's working on combing out some wool with some company.
So Rill would look at Zen and kind of like glance over the room, and they'd be like, should we do like a good cop, bad cop, or should we kind of split up and meet back up in an hour and see what kind of information we've gathered?
Mingle.
I don't know how to mingle.
You just, you know, and Zen will give Rill a couple of gold and be like, here, you can buy yourself a drink to start.
I don't think drinks cost this much, but thank you.
It won't cost this much, but, you know, you can spread it around a little.
I shouldn't drink, but okay, thank you. I'll go do that, I guess. They kind of look down at the gold in their hand and then look back up at Zen and just kind of like, all right. And then they kind of shuffle off towards the bar area, probably towards the miners, actually.
So do you want to talk to the miners, see if they have anything new to tell you? Do you want to buy some food, some booze?
Can I like sit down beside them and then just kind of like eavesdrop?
Sure. So do you want to sit at their table or do you want to sit like at the bar?
I'll sit at the bar and, you know, just have like my back facing them, I guess, but like kind of trying to listen in on their conversation.
Okay. So you hear them chatting a little bit and they are, of course, complaining. They're complaining about their boss. They're complaining about how chilly and dark it is in the mine. But most importantly, you hear them complaining about their commute, so to speak, on the Tribor Trail.
They said in particular that they've been seeing way more goblins than usual down there, and that a couple of them have had to run away from what they suspect is an ambush, and they're telling tall tales of the time that 12 goblins jumped out and scared off their horse, or the time that they just barely escaped a goblin ambush, or the time that a guy with one hand tied behind his back fought like 15 of them at once. But mostly they're talking about the fact that there have been a lot more goblins than normal along the Tribor Trail.
Rill, in their mind, is like, this is my chance to be like a cool, mysterious adventure person. And they would turn around and like flip a gold piece onto the miner's table and like walk up to them and be like, hey, have you seen this guy? And then like show them a picture of Sylvanas. I don't know if you want me to make like a check for to see if they've managed to land the coin on the table or not.
Yes. But... go ahead and roll a dex check. We're going to count it as a sleight of hand. That's not quite right, but...
okay. Sleight of hand. All right. Come on, baby. Okay. A 12.
Okay. So you flip it up in the air, and it's not like the best flip anyone's ever seen, but it lands square in the middle of the table, and all the miners turn and look at you.
And Real's just like, silent, like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then I asked him, I like flip open the journal and I'm like, hey, have you seen this guy? He went down to the mines a few days ago and now he's missing.
So they say that they remember seeing him because a lot of them talked to him when they were also on the Tribor Trail, but he never made it to the mines itself.
Where did he end up then? Where did he go?
They don't know.
Did he, like, disappear halfway through the trail, or did he just never...
yeah, they don't know. All I know is they saw him at the start. He had a pack horse, and he himself was riding a horse, which they thought was kind of odd that he had that much equipment, since he was just going to go to the mines. They're like, my dude, it's like a day's walk. He took his time going up the trails, and they didn't see him when they got to the mines. And when they came home today, they didn't see him again. So they said they unfortunately don't have a ton of extra to tell you.
You said he had two horses.
Yes, a pack horse and the horse he was riding.
And the last time you saw him, was he going towards the mine or was he going out towards the high roads?
He was going towards the mine on the Tribor Trail.
And then Rail's just like, oh, I don't remember directions. They're just like, okay, thank you. Enjoy your evening and Budweiser's. And then they would go back to the counter and just like, be a broody stranger. Broody, mysterious adventurer again. But mostly like their heart, they're like having heart palpitations. They're just like, oh my god. Like just like talking, just like their hands are so sweaty inside their gloves.
Oh no. Well, I think Zen has probably found, like, the table with the most people at it.
Okay.
In total contrast to Rill, and just, like, sat down with them, made herself comfortable, and is just, like, engaging in conversation. And I think specifically talking about how she, like, smashed a bunch of goblins with her axe.
I think that everyone is just like super into your story. They love sharing stories about smashing goblins. They love sharing stories about adventures. And they especially love when a giant like 7 foot tall lizard lady shows up and is like, yeah, let's talk about fighting. So you're getting everyone like good and jazzed.
Oh, nice.
So as they are talking with you, the barmaid comes over and introduces herself. Her name is Elsa. She's been working here about as long as there has been an inn, and she loves to keep on track of everything that's going on. So she absolutely loves to hear your goblin story. She is super into it.
Oh, I will tell her anything she wants to hear.
She just wants to hear all about your adventures. She starts asking you, where have you been? And have you been all the way to Neverwinter? And have you been farther than Neverwinter? And tell me all about your adventures. Because she thinks both that adventures are fascinating. And also, as it turns out, she's kind of got a thing for lizards.
She's learning something about herself tonight.
I know. This is uncharted territory for Elsa the Barmaid.
We've all been there.
Are we gonna fuck in the episode zero?
Wait, there's not gonna be any fucking in this episode.
Oh, well, now I'm not interested anymore.
So yeah, like, Zen will tell her, like, oh yeah, I've been much, much farther than Neverwinter. And, like, she'll just list off, like, some places she's been, which obviously Elsa has never heard of. But that probably makes it sound even more impressive.
Yeah, Elsa's a little confused, but she's like totally into it.
She'll share pretty openly. And at some point she'll be like, so I hear you guys have been having goblin problems.
So when you say that, Elsa's face falls and she tells you that actually her brother, who is a miner, went to the mines a couple days ago and he took a break about midday and he did not come back into the mine. And she's been worried about him for a while and is hoping he's still alive, but is starting to lose hope. The miners say he's not in the mine, so they're not sure where he is. He just kind of disappeared.
Does anyone know where the goblins come from?
No, that's part of the problem. She also mentions that the townmaster is trying to get people to help clear out the goblins, but no matter how many they kill, there keep being more, so they have to be coming from somewhere.
So we're looking for someone also, and maybe if we find them, then we'll also find your brother.
So she is super relieved to hear that. None of the miners are really helping her, and she wishes you luck and says that that she will, she doesn't have a lot, but she'll find what she can pay you with if you are able to bring her brother back.
I'm sure we'll be able to work something out.
Gross.
It doesn't have to be.
Oh my gosh. When was the last time she's fucked?
I just wanted some free drinks. You assume the worst of me.
Okay, so while you all are here, is there anyone else you want to talk with? Do you want to get lodging?
I would meet up back up with Zen to kind of share what we've learned. So I would tell Zen that Sylvanas was last seen heading towards the mines. The miners don't know where he's at because he never ended up showing at the mines. We saw those two horses on the other side of the Tribor Trail?
It seems to me that the goblins are being enough of a nuisance and enough of a problem in this general area that we don't have to go looking for them. I think they'll find us.
Yeah, I mean, given our early encounter with them, that seems about right.
And if you can stay on your feet this time, we can
okay. I guess should we stay here till the morning, or do you know if goblins are nocturnal?
I think they're, like, diurnal. I'm mostly making that up, but it feels right.
I mean, if they're awake during the day, then it might be worth going in now at night when they're sleeping.
But we don't know where to find them. We could look all night, and then we'll be tired, and we'll have found nothing.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever you think is best, then.
Yeah, I think we should call it a night, get some rest. And then tomorrow we can get something to eat and head out.
Yeah, sounds good to me. I guess they would just get a room then.
So yeah, it's one silver piece to stay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pay the one silver piece.
Okay. And then it's a long rest, so we get all our hit points back,
yes,
right?
Yes, you get all your hit points back, and you also get any of your stuff that goes away per day.
I get my rage back.
Yeah.
Going to sleep lets me be angry again.
Once again, Ril's not the first one to wake up, so Zen's gonna have to wake them up.
Oh yeah, you'll be shaken awake bright and early by a morning person.
I don't wanna, 5 more minutes.
No, we've gotta go.
I'm tired.
So Linda also starts gently encouraging you to wake up. She's probably got some sort of like cute little wake up song she's singing at you, which she probably mostly sung to cats, but it'll work on you too, so...
And then Rill would just like roll over and then like fall on the floor. And then like after 30 seconds, just like finally like bring themselves onto their feet and be like, okay, fine, I'm awake.
Now that you all are awake, do you want to get a bite to eat?
Yes.
So for 6 copper pieces per person, you can go ahead and grab a meal. What's your next move?
I think we should go back to the horses.
Yeah, that's as good a place to start as any.
So then if you all go back to the horses, it takes you a little bit of time to walk there, as we said, but it's a beautiful day out. The sun is shining. The birds are tweeting. The sun beams down on you and you're feeling pretty good. You slept in a real bed last night. It wasn't the best bed, but you slept in a real one. You're feeling recovered from your fight yesterday. And you find the spot of the horses and, of course, the couple of dead goblins that are there as well. So now that you're here, what do you want to do?
I want to see if I can, like, track, maybe use perception or nature or something like that, or survival, I guess, to see if there's any, like, footprints or anything that can maybe lead off the track, or even like Sylvanas' footprints or goblin footprints or what?
Well, I can tell you which direction he went after I kicked his ass.
Well, sure, but I mean, I feel like we should see if we can find Sylvanas' footprints too. What would I roll for that?
Roll for survival. That's like tracking.
I got a 14.
Okay. So you see that the goblins have been using this place to stage ambushes for some time. You notice a trail hidden behind the thickets that the goblin with the ugly pants dove into on the north side of the road, which leads northwest. You also recognize that about a dozen goblins have come and gone along the trail by their tracks. And you also see signs of two human-sized bodies being hauled away from the ambush site. One of them is newer than the others, but it is distinctly two humanoid bodies.
I think we should follow these trails, because they look like bodies, you know?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to go first, or do you want to lead, or...
I can go first.
Okay, I think that's probably best.
You just hang back and shoot anything in the eye.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's me. Sharpshooter.
So are you just like walking down the trail? Are you tracking? Are you looking for anything?
Yeah, I can do some tracking. I'm actually proficient in survival.
Okay.
So. Okay, I rolled a 2.
Okay.
And I get a +3 to that, so that's 5.
Luckily, as you're rolling along, it is pretty obvious there are goblin tracks and dragged body marks. You do notice that those two dragged body marks are going for a long time. They definitely were dragging them quite a far way, and they didn't just dump them in the bushes somewhere. So you're on the right track.
All right.
And what's your wisdom?
My wisdom is 12, so my modifier is +1.
Okay. So, you do notice, as you are walking down the track, that there is a snare in the middle of the road.
Ooh.
So, luckily, since you notice the snare, you can tell Rill and the two of you can avoid it.
Yeah, do not step on that, sharpshooter.
They give a thumbs up, and then try to tiptoe around it.
Okay, luckily you do tiptoe around it, so the two of you have avoided the snare in the path.
Would I notice anything, since my passive perception's like a 14?
No, you wouldn't in this case, because Zen is in front.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, then I would just keep following Zen.
Okay, so you walk a little bit further down the trail. You're feeling pretty good that you found the snare the first time. But unfortunately, you fail to notice a pit another, 10 minutes or so down the trail. And Zen, you fall right into it.
Oh no.
Can I like try to grab her?
How deep is the pit?
The pit is 10 feet deep.
So what do I roll to try to grab her?
Can you roll a dexterity check?
Is it a saving throw?
A dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god!
Is it a crit fail?
It's a 1 + 6. Because my dex saving throw is +6, which is actually pretty good for level 1, but yeah.
So unfortunately, Zen falls into the pit and takes 3 bludgeoning damage.
Ugh.
Ugh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sorry, I got slippery fingers.
Ugh.
I had sweaty palms. Mom spaghetti. Do you think there's gonna be goblins nearby? I mean, I assume if there's a trap here, there's gotta be someone watching this pit, right?
I don't think people usually watch traps. I think they leave them and then come back later and see what's inside them.
Oh.
The good news is that luckily the pit's walls aren't too steep, so Zen, you can just climb right back out. It's the damage from the fall that's the risk there.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and climb out.
Well, luckily, when you climb out, you realize that there is a cave entrance really relatively close by. Maybe like a 5-minute walk. You can see it kind of in the distance.
I think we should sneak in, because we don't know how many of these goblins there are. Or what we'll see, honestly, so it's probably a good idea if we try to keep a low pro, you know?
Can you see in the dark or anything, or are you something that can do that?
Yeah, I can see in the dark. Can you?
No, I cannot.
Oh, I guess I should lead then. Just hold my hand, I guess, or my tail, and, yeah. Okay, we gotta be real, real quiet.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, should I roll stealth or something?
No, you do not have to. Because the two of you are just trying to be sneaky and not be loud bitches, no problem. You come across a large cave in a hillside about 5 miles from the scene of the ambush with the horses. A shallow stream flows out of the cave mouth, which is screened by dense briar thickets. A narrow, dry path leads into the cave on the right-hand side of the stream. So you all walk up the dry path, I'm assuming, right into the cave mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whichever way's like...
in.
Kind of, yeah.
So, on the east side of the stream flowing from the cave mouth, a small area in the briar thickets has been hollowed out to form a lookout post or a blind. Wooden planks flatten out the briars and provide room for guards to lie hidden and watch the area, including a pair of goblins lurking there right now.
They don't see us, right?
Go ahead and roll a stealth check, which is dexterity.
Yes! Nat 20, baby!
Oh, damn. Okay, so you are silent going through that stream. You guide Zen perfectly. You all make absolutely no noise. You are able to sneak up on the goblins.
Then I would, like, motion to Zen and, like, try to do, like, a cool thing I learned in the movies where it's, like, I, like, point to her and I point at them and then I, like, do the thing where I, like, make a cross against my neck, you know, like we're gonna kill him. And then I would shoot a goblin.
So you go ahead and shoot a goblin.
And I get advantage on that attack, right? Since it's a sneak attack.
You all get to take your turns before the goblins do.
Yeah, because we get a surprise round.
Yes. And then we'll have everyone roll for initiative.
Okay.
And there are two goblins?
There are two goblins.
Yeah, I got a 19 plus 6, so I got a 25 for my bow attack.
Yeah, you definitely hit him.
Fuck yeah, let's go, boys. 1d8 plus 4 is my longbow damage. I got a 7 plus 4, so I did 11 damage.
Okay, so you kill one of them just straight out the gate.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so then Zen, it's your turn.
I am going to charge at the other one with my axe.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 plus 5, so that's a 24.
Okay, you definitely hit him.
And now I'm rolling a d12. I got a 10 plus 3, 13 damage.
Okay, you kill him right away too.
Damn.
Well done. Nice. You all killed him. There are no more goblins keeping an eye on the watch of this cave.
I think we should maybe hide their bodies. Because if other people happen in on these goblins and see that they're dead, then that immediately marks it for suspicion.
So I'm going to pick up one of those bodies and throw it in the stream.
Oh, okay. The Rill just gives her a thumbs up, and it's just like, can you do that with the other one? I think it's too heavy for me, and I have weak arms.
I'll pick up the other goblin and throw it in the stream.
You have thrown the goblins in the stream. The stream's only about 2 feet deep, but it is, like, moving water, so hopefully they just kind of, like, float down a little bit.
Yeah, I think we'd watch it to make sure they float. And if not, then we'll get, like, a stick to, like, poke them along.
Yeah, so if that works, the goblins start floating downstream, so it looks like you're in good shape.
Okay, dope. And then Rill would either reach back a hand or maybe hold out their tail for Zen to hold on to. What is her preference, hand or tail?
Probably tail.
Okay, then she can hold their tail. And Rill would keep going in. But I guess, can I do a perception check to make sure there's nothing else?
Yeah.
In the cave? Okay. I got a 10 plus 4, 14.
You hear some snuffling inside the cave. Maybe sounds like dogs or something like that. There's definitely something in there, but not right at the mouth of the cave.
Okay. Yeah, we should probably be sneaky again, because I hear, like, dogs or truffle pigs, maybe. Do you think the goblins are looking for truffles?
What's a truffle?
It's like... You know, don't you have mushrooms where you're from? Do you know what a pig is?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a pig that smells mushrooms.
A truffle's a pig?
No, a truffle's a mushroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess should I do another stealth check to make sure we can stealth past these whatevers I just heard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, fuck. 3, 7.
So you do sneak in kind of as sneakily as you can, but you're definitely making noises. Like, you're not going to be invisible in here.
Well, we just had a whole conversation about truffles.
Yeah, that too. They can hear you talking about truffles.
Can I do, like, an animal handling to see if I can mimic the sound of the dog snuffling?
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe they think I'm a dog?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that animal handling, or would that be, like, deception?
No, that's animal handling.
Animal deception.
Yes.
Oh god, I got a one.
Oh my god. You need new dice.
You just put your head into the mouth of the cave and you just start barking, but not like good bark, like you're just going bork, 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 and all you hear back is like a raise in barks and snaps and snarls.
And Zen is just looking at them like, what the fuck?
I failed my drama class. I got an F on the animal impersonation course. Yeah, maybe I should have thought about that before I tried.
So are you all going to go in there?
Maybe we should wait out here since they might try to, you know, check up on these intruders.
Do we hear them moving towards us?
No.
Okay, then I think we're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we'll keep going in then.
Okay. Just inside the cave mouth, a few uneven stone steps lead up to a small, dank chamber on the east side of the passage. The cave narrows to a steep fissure at the far end and is filled with the stench of animals. Savage snarls and the sounds of rattling chains greet your ears where two wolves are chained up just inside the opening. Each wolf's chain leads to an iron rod driven into the base of a stalagmite. You can see from where you are that the wolves are worked up into a frenzy and are not welcoming your presence.
I don't want to kill the dogs.
But they're chained up. So can we get past them?
No.
So
they can't run at you, but they are definitely overlapping. Like, there's no wolf-free place in here.
Do you think if we cut them loose, they'll just go?
I think they'll try to attack us. Do they look hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to eat us if we let them go.
Oh, we should have saved one of those goblins.
Oh, fuck, you're right. God, goblin stew would be really good. Okay. You don't have any rations, do you?
No.
Or, like, leftover breakfast?
You have that blueberry muffin, don't you?
Oh, I do! What happens if I throw the blueberry muffin? I have two blueberry muffins, because I was going to bring one for me and Zen, but also, if Zen didn't want her muffin, I would have eaten both.
So you can absolutely throw blueberry muffins to the wolves.
Okay, I throw one blueberry muffin at the wolves and see if they take it.
They do take it. The three wolves start snapping and snarling at each other, trying to eat the muffin, and luckily they're able to tear it perfectly in thirds.
Fantastic.
They definitely calm down a little bit. They're still weary, like they're giving you the eye, but they're much happier now.
Okay. Then can I approach the wolves, like, very, like, cautiously and trying to be, like, friendly?
Yes. That's going to be an animal handling check again.
All right. Come on, baby. 8 plus 2, so a 10.
Okay. So you are able to approach the wolves and calm them down.
I pet them, and I yeah.
They are into it. You are the giver of blueberry muffins. Aww. And so since you gave them food and you approached them very calmly and now you're giving them pets and you're scratching that spot behind the ear that they love, yeah, they're pretty happy.
Okay, nice. I give them my last blueberry muffin and then I try to break them free of the chains.
Go ahead and roll a strength check.
Fuck. All right. Is that a check or a saving throw?
It's a check.
Okay. 12? 11 plus 1?
You do try to free the wolves, but unfortunately, you can't figure out how to unlock their chains, and they're too sturdy for you to just pull loose.
Hey, do you want some help with that?
Yes, please.
Can I also get close to the wolves?
Yeah, I think so. I think you and Rill smell enough like each other that the wolves are like, okay,
smell
we know
like
you.
Each other.
Yeah, you know, like you know, relatively speaking.
We both smell like blueberry muffins.
Yes, we both smell like blueberry muffins.
All right. So I'll do a strength check. And I rolled a 20.
Damn, fuck yeah.
So you grab all of the chains and just rip them right out of the walls. And the wolves take off like a shot. They are out of this cave. They've had their blueberry muffins. They're happy campers. They know you guys are their friends. Goblins, like, might be their friends, but they'd rather just do wolf stuff. So off they go.
Maybe they'll find the horses.
Yeah, they're probably going to go eat the horses.
Nice. Or the goblins. All right. So what is beyond the wolves? Was there, like, a doorway or an entranceway or
something?
Yeah.
So there is a fissure.
How big is this fissure?
Big enough to walk through.
Are there torches or anything?
No, it's pretty dark in here.
Shit. All right, well, I mean, I can see in the dark.
And I'm just kind of like feeling along the wall with one hand on Ril's tail.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, they would kind of lead the way. Just kind of like keeping alert, like to the sounds of someone or something approaching, or if they see anything. That's kind of what they're sort of being aware of as they walk through this cave.
Yeah, so you walk through the fissure and you come across the main passage forward. So the main passage from the cave mouth climbs steeply upward, the stream plunging and splashing down its west side. In the shadows, a side passage leads west across the other side of the stream. In the shadows of the ceiling to the north, you can just make out the dim shape of a rickety bridge of wood and rope crossing over the passage ahead of you. Another passage intersects this one, 20 feet above the floor. Go ahead and roll a spot check.
Spot, perception?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, that's old school D&D language.
13 plus 4, so 17.
In addition, you can also see very, very dimly the silhouette of a goblin guarding the bridge.
How far away is this goblin?
He is, I don't know, about 30 feet away?
Okay, I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
So I get this with advantage?
Yes.
Okay. Shit. Ah! My highest one is 19 plus 6, so 25. I'm assuming that hits.
Yes, that definitely hits.
Okay, and shit. 3 plus 4 is 7.
Okay, you kill him and he falls into the water below.
Fuck yeah. Hey, sorry about that. I just saw the goblin and I figured I'd try to kill him.
I probably heard the splash as it hit the water and I'm like, nice.
I give Zen a high five.
Zen returns the high five.
Nice.
Zen is very jazzed about, like, the goblin murder that we're doing.
Oh my god. Yeah, I guess Ril would start walking towards where the goblin was, like, guarding.
Okay, so you're gonna go ahead then and walk on the bridge.
And just try to be as quiet as possible. I don't know how creaky this bridge is.
The stream passage continues up beyond another set of uneven steps ahead, bending eastward as it goes. A waterfall sounds out from a larger cavern somewhere ahead of you. You approach the rickety bridge that spans the passage, connecting two tunnels that are 20 feet above the stream. You already killed the goblin.
Okay. Are there any other goblins or wolves or whatever nearby?
No.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah, I guess cross the bridge.
Okay.
Should I roll a stealth check to try to be sneaky?
Go ahead.
7 plus 4, so 11.
Okay, so you cross the bridge very quietly. So you can barely hear your footsteps and Zen's footsteps over the gentle creak of the bridge and the water rushing below.
Hell yeah.
You cross then into the large cave. This large cave is divided in half by a 10-foot-high escarpment. A steep natural staircase leads from the lower portion to the upper ledge. The air is hazy with the smoke of a cooking fire and pungent from the smell of poorly cured hides and unwashed goblins.
Ugh.
Oh, it's stinky.
Yes, it's very stinky. You notice, well, actually, go ahead and roll a perception check and I'll tell you what you notice.
Okay. 17 plus 4, so 21.
So you see six goblins. One of them is clearly in charge. He has a large helmet that clearly at some point was a human skull.
Oh, good. There's no torches nearby still, are there?
No, not yet.
But there is, like, a campfire.
Yes, there's a campfire, though.
There is? So can Zen see the goblins?
Zen can see at least some of the goblins.
Okay.
So you can see better than her.
Would this be, like, dim light?
Yes, I'd say so. You also see, chained up against the wall, Sylvanas, who is still alive. He's securely bound on the southern ledge of the cavern. Unfortunately, the goblins have been beating and tormenting him, so he looks deeply weak.
How far away is he from the goblins?
So the goblins are in the lower part of the cave near the entrance. The leader is up in the upper part of the cave, and he's basically next to Sylvanas.
Okay. I guess should we just go for it? We should probably just kill their leader, right? And maybe we can scare them away.
Oh yeah, the goblins are punks.
Yeah, okay. So I guess I'll make the first shot, and as I'm doing that, you can run up to them and try to get a swing in before they notice us, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to fire an arrow at the leader.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So with advantage, 16 plus 6, so 22.
You definitely hit him.
Nice. I got a 6 damage altogether.
Okay. So you hit him in the torso, and he's gravely wounded, but not dead. And he definitely starts shouting with a big roar. Let's, I guess Zen also gets a shot.
Is he close enough that I can make it there in one turn?
No.
Okay.
But the other 5 goblins are.
I'm going to rage and, like, rush into the goblin pile.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so I'm raging, and whatever goblin is closest to me, that's the one I'm gonna try and just murder.
Well, good news, it's your friend with the ugly pants again.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Pants.
Kill that velour bastard.
Okay, I rolled a 12.
Okay, so unfortunately you miss him.
Damn it.
The velour was too shiny against the campfire.
You got too much light off of it, and you were like, oh, God.
Did you do it with advantage?
No.
Because it's a surprise round, right?
Yeah, you do get advantage.
Oh, okay. In that case, I got a 23.
Well, you hit him right in his dumb pants.
Oh, good.
No, save the pants. I want those at a trophy.
Okay, and I did 8 damage.
Okay, you kill him.
Nice. Goodbye, Mr. Pants.
So do you, like, cut his torso clean off and it's just, like...
It's just a pair of pants.
Oh, yeah, a pair of legs with pants on them?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. I want to preserve that.
I'm glad we're all on the same page about ugly pants.
I will find a way to bring that back to the library as a trophy. Yeah, and I guess we roll initiative now?
Yeah, everyone go ahead and roll initiative.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a fucking 1. 1 plus 4. 5.
Good thing we had that surprise round.
Oh my god. Why do I keep rolling so many 1s?
You need new dice.
These dice are cursed.
So the one who goes first then is the goblin leader. So he fires his short bow at Rill, and that's a 15. Does that hit?
That does just hit. My armor class is 15.
He hits you, and he is going to do 5 damage. All right, and up next is one of the other goblins. I'm not giving them fun characteristics this time because their main thing is just to get beaten up. And this goblin is going to go for Zen, since Zen just rushed into the pile and started killing ugly pants. Yeah. So this one is 11. That does not hit you, correct?
Right.
And then we have another goblin also in the pile who's coming after you. And he also does not hit you. He just completely whiffs.
Oh, good.
Which means that, Rill, it is your turn.
Okay, so how far away are these goblins from me?
The cluster of goblins?
Yes.
I'd say maybe like 10 feet, not very far.
Okay, then I want to move back 30 feet.
Okay.
And then I will attack the leader again.
Okay, so I only have one question about that. The leader's farther away. You can shoot the leader.
Yes.
Okay.
The leader, my range is a minimum of 150 feet and a maximum of 600 feet, I believe.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I think that's what that means, right? The range says range 150 feet/600 feet.
Oh, no, that's not the minimum. Up to 150 feet is your normal range. And then up to 600 feet, you're at disadvantage.
I see. Okay. So yes, but he's not 150 feet away.
No, right? So he's within your normal range, okay. So you just get like a normal hit.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, let's go. 15 plus 6, so 21.
Okay, you definitely hit him.
Dope. And then I rolled a 7.
Okay, you kill him. He topples over.
Fuck yeah. And then I do a dab.
Okay, great.
A victory dab.
No one has any idea what you're doing except for Linda, who claps quietly because she doesn't really get dabs, but she thinks her nephew did one once. So they're probably cool. Her nephew's pretty cool.
One day Rill will get Linda to dab with them.
I think Linda would totally be up for dab lessons. Maybe. It might take her a minute, but she's up for it. Then we have another goblin in the goblin pile up next, probably just swinging his Zen, and he completely misses. He does a crit fail and just completely falls over.
Man, and I thought I was the one who couldn't see in the dark.
Apparently he's just having a rough time. So Zen, it is your turn.
I'm going to swipe at the first one that attacked me. Oh, that's a 20.
Okay.
That's a natural 20.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you crit.
So crit is you double the dice roll, right?
Yes, and then you add your modifier.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. I rolled a 12, so that's 24 God. Plus 3 plus my 2 from rage.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So you just like, cut a goblin, like, in half, like, down the middle.
Oh, he just, like, explodes from impact.
Yeah, basically.
Like, you just gore him. There's just, like, goblin guts splattered everywhere.
I'm just, like, yelling.
Yes. So that one last goblin, who has probably absolutely pissed himself by now, he gets to go.
Is he also wearing velour pants? Are they all wearing velour pants? Or
yes, they are all wearing velour pants in slightly different colors. They're all hideous colors, but they look kind of like...
This one's wearing a full tracksuit.
Yeah, they look kind of like the world's worst boy band. So the last goblin to go, who luckily is conveniently wearing brown velour pants, he just completely misses you. He's just... Everyone's having a bad time.
Oh my god. Everyone's having a bad time except for me.
Yeah, except for you. Though Rill's doing pretty good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are killing it. Linda's just, like, clapping and cheering just the whole time. She's so pumped.
Linda loves murder.
She loves winning. So I bet Linda would be, like, really into Monopoly and just get, like, too competitive at it. And everyone's like, can't invite Linda to game night anymore. Oh, no. Don't let that lady around Monopoly. But focusing. One of the goblins is now, like, particularly pissed, and so he's gonna go after Rill, and he does a 6 plus 4, that's a 10.
That misses.
So then next it is Rill's turn.
Yeah, I will shoot the guy that just tried to shoot me.
Okay.
I rolled not so great, an 11.
You miss, unfortunately.
Damn it.
So now it is one of the other goblins' turns. He was shooting for Rill and missed. So now, Zen, it is your turn.
There's the one that's on the ground, right?
Yes.
I'm going for him.
Okay, go for it.
Do I get advantage because he's prone?
Yes.
Oh, I rolled 2 4s.
Oh, no.
So that's a 9.
Okay, so you do not hit him.
He's too low. I can't reach him.
You're like, oh, my knees.
All right, so then the last goblin in the lineup is going to go. And he's shooting for Zen, and he... Let me see, 9 plus 4, 13?
Yeah, 13 is my armor class, so that hits me.
And he does 4 damage.
What kind of damage?
Slashing.
Okay, so my rage gives me resistance to slashing damage.
So half damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but we only have, like... 12 hit points. Every hit point matters.
Yeah. It is one of the goblins' turns. He swings at Zen, and he misses. Then we have Rill.
Okay. How many goblins left are there?
3.
Okay, well, which one looks the weakest?
They all pretty much look okay.
Okay. Is the one on the floor still on the floor?
Yes, he is.
Okay, can I hit that one then?
Yes.
22?
You definitely hit him.
Dope. 11.
You kill him. One of the goblins gets to go, and he's aiming for you. He gets a nat 20.
What?
Rough time. He is going to land a critical hit on you.
He's probably going to kill me, or knock me out.
Oh, shit. That's a 6. So it's 12.
Oh, no.
Minus 1. So 11.
Okay.
So he does 11 damage.
So 7 minus 11. I'm at negative 4 right now.
That's not great.
Yes, but I am knocked unconscious.
So it bottoms out at 0 unless you take massive damage. So you're just going to have to do those failure checks.
Okay.
Or, you know, the death saving throws.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So then, Zen, it is your turn.
Okay. The one that just shot at Rill is still near me, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a cool thing.
Okay.
So I am going to use a lizard folk trait called Hungry Jaws.
Oh, yuck.
Which is in battle, you can throw yourself into a vicious feeding frenzy. As a bonus action, I can make a special attack with my bite.
Okay.
And my bite is, it's their natural weapon, which I can use to make unarmed strikes.
Okay.
How does that work?
Unarmed?
Yeah.
Unarmed is, it's your proficiency plus your strength modifier.
Okay. So it's plus my strength?
Yeah, your hit would be 1d20 plus proficiency plus strength.
Okay, so I got a 16.
Okay, you hit him.
All right, so that does 1d6 plus my strength. So that's a 5. 5 damage.
Okay.
And I gain temporary hit points equal to my constitution modifier.
Okay, damn.
So I get 3 temporary hit points.
Okay. And that was your bonus action, right?
Yeah, that was a bonus action, so now I'm gonna regular attack him.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, I only rolled a 7.
Okay, so you miss him, unfortunately. Okay, so we are top of the round again. So one of the goblins is gonna come for you. He misses you, which means that it is Rill's turn. So if you, they could go ahead and throw a...
Death save.
Yes, a save.
A 2.
Okay, that's a failure. Mark that one down.
I might die in the 0 session.
Aww.
The way you've been rolling, you probably will.
Oh. Well, if I roll a 1, I die.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, so then the injured goblin is going to attack Zen in retaliation. 15 plus 4. That is on the money.
Yeah, that hits me.
Okay, so then that's 5 damage.
Okay, is that cut in half?
Yes, so it's 3.
All right. Cool.
So that knocks out your temporary hit points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free hit.
Yeah.
I can also only do that once per short rest. Okay. So I can't just constantly regenerate by eating things.
So your jaw gets like so tired. You're like, I need a nap. I ate too much.
Tired of boring.
So now then, Zen, it's your turn again.
I'm going to swing at that guy again.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, this time I got a 21.
You hit him.
That says 15 damage.
Okay, yeah, you kill him.
All right.
All right, so there's one goblin left and one Zill left. Sorry, Zen left.
Is it my turn to roll death save?
No, it's the goblin's turn first.
Okay.
And he misses, so now it's your turn.
A 4.
Okay, you fail again. You're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Linda's very concerned about you. She's telling you to hold on.
Rill's just like, I'm taking a nap forever.
Okay, so then now it is Zen's turn. There's one goblin left.
Yeah, and he is the one I am attacking. He's 17, so 22.
Okay, you hit him.
15 damage.
Alright, you kill him.
Cool.
That is the end. All the goblins are dead, including the leader.
And now I have that healer's kit, which I would like to use.
Yes.
To stabilize my friend.
Okay, you have stabilized Rill.
Yay, I'm at 0.
I thought if you stabilized that put you on at 1 HP, but I might be thinking of like...
I think when you stabilize, you get put at 0.
It's 0.
Okay.
Yeah, so I still have 0 HP, but I'm not dying.
No, you're not dying. So you don't have to do checks anymore.
Okay, so I'm just laying on the floor taking a nap.
It's just you'll slowly regenerate over time.
Okay.
Now that you are done, the only person left in this cave other than you all is Sylvanas.
Just Sylvanas? No other people?
No other people.
Oh, sad. So yeah, I'm going to go find him. Is he conscious? Has he...
He is conscious. He has 1 HP.
Oh, boy. And he's seen this whole thing.
Yes, he has. So he's like very impressed by your fighting skills. Well, you think. You have to go talk to him.
Yeah. I'll like prop Rill up by the fire.
Okay.
Well, like a weekend at Bernie's or like...
Yes.
Oh my god.
And then I'll go up and talk to Sylvanas.
So you like ungag Sylvanas and untie him. And he says, thank you so much for coming to rescue me. I was afraid after I fell off the radar that no one would come follow me. But you have. I've never met you before. Are you new?
Yep. First time.
Well, that was a very impressive showing for your first time. Welcome to the library, I guess. Though this is particularly a poor welcome, if I have to be honest.
Is it usually like this?
Usually it's a little more chill than this, but, you've shown up very well against all odds, frankly. That was a lot of goblins.
Well, there's a lot of me, too.
There certainly is. Unfortunately, there's going to be more of this before you all will be able to return. Well, I suppose that's up to you, but there was another young man with me. The bugbear who leads this group of goblins, he dragged him off into the next cave, and I don't know what happened to him. I suppose I could come with you if you have some healing items.
Oh.
Or some food.
I do not.
Well, I suppose then your anchor better bring me back. And like I said, you can choose if you want to come back with me or not. But it would be the decent thing to do to go check on that young man and see if he's all right.
Do you have any anything useful on you? Anything we could possibly use?
Let me see what I have. No. No, he like...
He just, like, pats his pockets that have been, like, pilfered by the goblins. He's like, nope.
Straight out.
All right.
He does pick up a short sword from a goblin just to, like, hold on to until he gets yanked back. But otherwise, he just kind of gestures at the goblin leader and said he had a pouch. He might have something.
Okay. So I'll, like, look up at the ceiling and I'll be like, hey, Linda.
Hey, what's up? Looks like you guys did really good. Is that Sylvanas? Did you find him? Really good job. Excellent job, you guys.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we found him. We're not quite done here, though, but if you could get him out of here.
Oh, sure. Let me just figure out how to do that.
You can hear her, like, frantically flipping through the journal, but sure enough, before your eyes, Sylvanas gently fades out of the world. The last thing you see of him is a shadow in his shape, filled with that same inky blackness as the void that brought you here.
Out of character, can you ask Linda if she can, like, beam down a healing potion?
You know, I normally would say no, but I'll just go ahead and do that. Since this is a pilot and I should have had you guys, like, start with some like, an equipment stash to start with.
So now I have a healing potion?
Yes.
And I'm also going to ruffle through the goblin's pouch.
You find 3 gold teeth, which are worth a gold piece each, and 15 silver pieces.
Oh, I wonder whose teeth these were.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
They're yours now.
I'm going to make a necklace.
So a healing potion is 2d4 plus 2. So I'll go ahead and roll that. So that is 2 plus 4. That's 6, 8. You regain 8 hit points.
Nice.
What's your max?
What's my max?
Yeah.
12.
Oh, okay.
Can we take a short rest?
How long is a short rest? That's like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do a short rest.
Okay, I want to use my hit dice then.
Okay.
Which is a 1d10 plus my con.
I'm going to do that too.
Okay, knock yourselves out. Or the opposite of that.
All right, I am back to full.
Okay.
So am I.
Perfect.
I wonder if I get permanent brain damage from all this.
I don't get my rage back, though I do have 2 stacks of rage.
Yeah.
But I do get my bite back.
You put the new teeth back in your mouth, the gold teeth.
Well, I can bite at any time, but I can only eat. I can only swallow once.
Oh my god. Disgusting.
18 plus podcast. Okay, so
I can only do 1 vor per rest.
Oh no.
Nope, this is it. No more vor. No apologizing and no vor on this podcast.
Lizard folk are awesome. I'm going to play one in my next permanent campaign.
So, Sylvanas has gone safely back to the library. He asked if you all can, if you feel up to it, to try and figure out what happened to the young man that was with him. Because he knows he got dragged into the next cave, and he doesn't know what happened after that.
Do we know the guy's name?
So, Elsa mentioned offhand earlier that it was Tom.
I kind of made that decision while you were unconscious, but yeah, I think we should keep going.
I am a little bit worried about residual brain damage, possibly a concussion.
Those aren't real.
What? but I guess we can figure it out.
Next time on the Eternity Archives.
You spot a bugbear with a mangy pet wolf by his side.
Do you want to sneak in a little bit closer and I'll shoot him and then you can bash him in the head?
I didn't think that would work out. I'm really bad at rolling initiative.
Plan B. Can you just hold one goblin in each hand?
I'm going to ask him what he's doing later and the answer will be nothing because he'll be dead.
You give him a pretty good wound.
But it could have been a great wound.
In the back with the provisions, you notice a limp humanoid body.
What if we, like, lure them out?
With what?
Yelling.
We'll talk about what we liked and what we didn't, and we'll be good.
Come on, headshot.